بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman, Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Sheikh Karimi to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of spell and magic. Do they exist and are they approved according to the religion of Islam or not? If they are true, is it allowed to oppose them? I mean, the magicians or those who spell charms or spells on somebody or something.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Charms, spells, magic, these are the words that we hear a lot, and it's not, limited to our time. People have been engaged,
yes,
and have had questions regarding this issue from many centuries ago, according to the verses of the Quran. So, do they exist? My short answer is yes, but not as much as people imagine.
Yes.
Because we see that some people exaggerate about the truth of magic and the spell and, how they can be effective in our life. This is not the case, but we cannot negate their existence. Now, before answering the question, according to the verses of the Quran, we can divide magic into two types. Sometimes when we say sihr or magic, it is just a kind of trickery, or what people call it, close-up magic.
Like a magician do, for example, on the talent shows or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
Okay. I mean,
that's a show.
Yeah, that's a show.
Yes.
And in the Quran, we can refer to what those magicians at the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam did. Allah says, فَإِذَا حِبَالَهُمْ وَعِسِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. For them also the concept of sihr is used.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter Taha, verse 66. Thereupon, behold, their ropes and staffs appear to him by their magic to wriggle swiftly. Or فَلَمَّا أَلْقَوْ سَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ. Al-A'raf, 116. When they threw, they bewitched the people's eyes and overwrought them, producing a tremendous magic.
Yes.
So this kind of magic does not have any kind of reality. I mean, a person may come and he may use some ropes, and then it appears to us as if, for example, there are snakes moving, for example. But is it real? Something is happening against what we are seeing? No. This is just, as you mentioned, a show, a play with these ropes and
yes,
the cards and so on and so forth. But another kind of sihr or magic, according to the verses of the Quran, has a kind of reality and it will have some effects.
Mm-hmm.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Baqarah, verse 102, فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. Referring to those two jinns or
yes,
creatures, they learned a kind of sihr through which they are able to separate between a man and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And still nowadays we hear some stories of some magicians who cause a kind of problem, a kind of separation,
yeah,
between spouses.
They put charm on a family ties or, for example, a child or something like that. Even some du'as,
yeah,
are written, or some formulas, let's better say,
yeah, some
are written,
formula,
for example, say.
I will come to it. It doesn't, my point here is that Quran says that we can have such kind of sihr or magic which can have some effects, real effects. But Talking about what is happening nowadays, the majority of the cases have nothing to do with magic. People just think that, I mean, there has been a charm or something, a knot has been tied against them. But when you examine and study their family, you see that, no, it's just their problems, and they think that it is coming from a charm or a spell. So my point is that it does exist, but in majority of the cases, we just try to justify our own problem by referring back them to spells charms. But Quran affirms that this kind of sihr or magic exists, and it can have some effects. In the same surah, chapter Baqarah, verse 102, وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعَهُمْ. They learn what harms them and does not bring them any benefit.
Yes.
So this is one kind of magic, and it can be done through different ways. And sometimes some people, as you mentioned, use some formulas. Some people may recourse and ask help from some jinns.
Jinns, that's right.
And
the negative satanic jinns.
Exactly.
That's right.
And we have it in different parts of the world, and it's not about the religion of Islam. It's a matter of different regions and places and, I mean, religions. Now, regarding Islamic perspective on sihr, we have very powerful narrations against the concept of sihr and magic. To the extent that, according to some narrations, those people who learn this kind of sihr, I mean, in its negative sense of the word, like people who learn it to separate between spouses and to do some other harms, according to some narrations, a person who learns magic, be it so much or so little, it is as if they have become disbelievers.
Yes.
So, I mean, magicians can be called disbelievers according to some narrations, or at least very close to disbelief. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that من تعلم شيئا من السحر قليلا أو كثيرا فقد كفر وكان آخر عهده بربه. He doesn't have any relation with his Lord anymore. Yes. This is how dangerous is learning magic.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah,
we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
So, is it the same as those sahirs and sihr that were done at the time of Prophet Moses or something like that?
As I mentioned, what happened at the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam was the first kind of sihr, which does not bring any effect, like what we see in today's shows.
Okay.
What we see in today's show is not this kind of sihr, which is called a kind of disbelief.
Yes.
No. Now we are talking about the second kind of sihr, which will bring real negative effects against the people. It is one of the major sins, and anything that is related to sihr or magic is forbidden in the religion of Islam. Learn it or teach it or earn money through that is absolutely forbidden.
Yes.
But there are some exceptions. For example, we know that at the end of the day, some people are going to commit this major sin and they are going to do some magics against the people to bring some harms in the lives of the people. Now, some people can learn magic just to oppose the magic of these magicians. Of course, this is in need of great expertise. Not all the people are able to do that, and they should be pious enough not to misuse it. So if you are going to oppose the magic of other people, because sometimes, as people call it, when they tie some knots against the people, then other people can untie these knots. So for untying the knots, if we put it this way, some people can learn this is wajib kifai, meaning that it's not incumbent upon all the people. Mm-hmm. So in a community, if one person may learn it, it's enough. Then yes. It's not necessary for others to learn it. It's been mentioned that, for example, a magician who was receiving some money for magic, he asks Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that in the past I used to do magic and was earning money for that.
Yes.
And even with that, I did Hajj pilgrimage. But now I'm regretful. I have repented. Is there any way for my salvation? Mm-hmm. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam told him that untie the knot of magic, but yes. Do not tie the knot of magic or witchcraft. So to learn magic, to oppose the magic of magicians is, permitted according to the religion of Islam. And now, having said that, as I mentioned, nowadays there are some exaggerations about the magic of the magicians or the charms and the spells.
Yes.
People should not exaggerate. People should not, bring an excuse for any problem that they are suffering from just to tell that I have been charmed, for example.
This is called superstitious.
Exactly.
Superstitious, that's right.
Yeah, people feel lazy. They are not ready to study, for example. They say that I've been charmed, for example. Or when it comes to marriage or problems between wife and husband, you see that many people try to justify their own bad actions, bad behavior toward their spouses mm-hmm. by saying that it is the result of a charm. This is one point. But the second point if people think that there has been a kind of magic against them, then the narrations of the Ahl al-Bayt alayhimus salam, they have taught us some du'as, some supplications through which we can get rid of sihr of yes. Other people, if there can be any. In Mafatih al-Jinan, people can read some du'as, which are called ta'weed,
yes.
For nullifying the effects of magics.
Yes.
And some narrations in this regard, Imam Rida alayhi salam, is quoted as saying that magic has some truth, and sometimes it may have some effect. If you feel that there has been a magic against you, then read the following dua, for example, Bismillah al-Azim, Rabb al-Arsh al-Azim, illa dhahabat wa anqaradat. And there are some other supplications and duas in this regard. And this is one way to, and maybe the best way, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the negative effects of magics. And second of all, usually in each time and era, we have some great scholars, some yes. mystics. I'm not asking the people to refer to any person.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we have so many claimants to claim that we are able to...
The false claimants of exactly. mystery and, for example, mysticism or something like that. That's
and
right.
They claim that we are able to nullify the effects of magic. No, I'm not talking about them. But there are, in our time, scholars, mystics, true mystics who have this ability to nullify the effects of magic. We have stories regarding this in our time and era.
Yes.
In the life of great mystic like Ayatollah Bahjat, for example, sometimes people refer to him with the same problem, and then he used to teach them some du'as and supplications.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic, charm, spell, we can say superstition, and how to nullify them. It was very kind of you.
My
and thank
pleasure.
You much again for explaining this point for us. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information or to send your question to us, please visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من
إلا من لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين